People can go to church for years, hear the truth, and not receive it.
Dr. Tony Evans says receiving God's truth requires a deliberate effort on your part.
To receive the truth is to embrace it. It is to hug it. It is to grab it for you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Just like a gift, God's truth is free. He offers it without cost. He makes it freely available for us to take advantage of. But today, Dr. Evans explains that just like a gift, if we don't accept God's truth, it's of no benefit to us. Let's join him as he begins.
God is the only absolute source who can give an absolute standard about all subjects.
Amen.
Therefore, the starting place to know truth is what God has revealed. It is the revelation of God.
Amen.
We all know what it is to have abandoned truth, believed a lie, and paid the consequences for it. We're watching a world do that before our very eyes. The truth, as revealed by God, in order for it to benefit us, must be received. And that's why 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 reads, "For this reason, we also constantly thank God that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really or truly is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe."
Amen.
In order for the word of truth to work, it must be received. First of all, you got to hear what the truth is. He says in verse 13, "You received the word which you heard from us." You've got to receive the word. You've got to know what it is that you should be believing. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says, "I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by the appearing of his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths." We're living in a day when people have turned aside to myths. Good sounding, popular myths. Because they have abandoned the truth. And one of the reasons is that the truth is not being clearly proclaimed. He says, Paul to Timothy, "You are to preach," he says, "the word," that is the scriptures, "so that people get the truth." He says, because there's coming a time when people will want their ears tickled. They'll want their ears scratched. They won't want the truth. They'll just want to be placated. They will want to be made to feel good. They will want donut sermons. You know about donuts. Donuts, and I know from experience, satisfy your taste buds. They tickle your taste, especially when you put it in the microwave. Donuts tickle your palate without offering you any nutritional value. We live in a day when instead of the word being preached, culture is being preached. Race is being preached. Politics is being preached. theories are being preached rather than what God says being preached, because nobody wants to be offended. Well, if you're believing a lie, the truth will offend you. It's going to offend you, not because we're trying to be offensive, but because that's what truth does when you're believing a lie. I hate to offend you by telling you if you're a male, you're a male, or telling you you're a female, you're a female, regardless of how you feel about yourself. That might offend you, but that's necessary offense because it's the truth. But we're living in a day when people can't receive the truth because in many places, they're not getting the truth. And when I say truth, I'm not talking about what a person says. I'm talking about what God's word says. He says, preach the word. He says, be in season and out of season. The Greek word for season means convenient. Preach the truth when they clap, and preach the truth when they boo. Preach the truth when they like it. It's convenient to preach it because everybody with you. And when they don't like it. Preach the truth when they stay seated. Preach the truth when they get up and walk out because they don't like it. Preach the truth when it's convenient. Behind me is our little Muriel. Originally, when it was planned, it was simply planned with the visuals. Sister Evans said, would you add at the bottom of that, preach the word? So that phrase at the bottom, preach the word, was an after statement by her. As you know, she died on December 30th, 2019. And I had to preach December 31st, 2019, our New Year's Eve service. And I was sitting there deciding whether I could do it or not, whether I would have the ability one day after her transition to glory, would I have the strength to do it? And then I remembered the words, preach the word. It wasn't convenient. It's the most inconvenient time of my life. But Paul says, preach the word when it's convenient, when it's not convenient. Ezekiel 2:7, God says, speak my word to this rebellious house, whether they like it or not. Right. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 30 and 31 says, a horrible thing has happened to my people, and that is false prophets have taken the pulpit. Many people are not able to receive the truth because they're not being given the truth, and you measure the truth by the word, not by the style, not by the personality, not by the popularity, not by the notoriety, but by its bibliocentricity. Whether it is consistent with the revealed will and revelation of God. But itching ears don't want a message, they want a massage. Itching ears want entertainment, not edification. But you're not going to be transformed by deception. And the word of God won't enter into your experience unless it is the truth. Why must Timothy preach the word? Why must you, whether it's radio or television or in a book you're reading that's biblically sound, why should you want to know what God thinks, how God feels, what God says about whatever the subject matter happens to be? Why should you want to know that? Why should the word trump everything else? Well, Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 tell you, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, and all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He says the reason why you want to go to the word is because it's alive. Not a dead book. It's a living document because it's backed up by a living person. In verse 12, he talked about the word of God. And then in verse 13, he says, and his eyes are open. Because the word of God is alive. It's backed up by the person of God. The word active has to do with the word we get our English word energized from. It has a battery in it. It's alive. He says it's a two-edged sword. It's not blunt. It's not blunt. It cuts on both sides. It can cut in time and cut for eternity. It cuts on both sides. It's not blunt. It's able to penetrate to the deepest level of life. It saves and condemns. He says it's alive. But when you leave the truth, and therefore you leave the word, you don't experience its life. It's a book that doesn't do anything for you.
When Dr. Evans returns in a moment, he'll take a look at how the Bible plays an early warning role in diagnosing our spiritual health. But first, I want to tell you about our featured resource for this month, Tony's recently released book, Kingdom Values. It's a powerful, in-depth study of the character traits we need to pursue in order to keep our hearts, homes, churches, and neighborhoods secure in the truth while the culture around us attempts to rewrite reality. Visit TonyEvans.org today to request Kingdom Values, and we'll send it to you with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. And right now, as an added bonus, we'll even include all 8 full-length messages in his current series, Returning to the Truth. All the details are waiting for you at TonyEvans.org. We also have team members standing by in our Resource Center to help you. Just call 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
Impactful, amazing, intense, thought-provoking. That's how just a few students describe their experience since enrolling in the Tony Evans Training Center. The best part is, the Training Center is wherever you and your online connection are. Going beyond a Sunday sermon, these compelling Bible study courses take a much deeper look at Scripture, the Bible's writers, social issues of today, and so much more. Log on today to learn more at TonyEvansTraining.org. TonyEvansTraining.org. Explore the kingdom anytime, anywhere.
Many of diseases have been caught by a CT scan or by an MRI. When you didn't know there was a problem, when you didn't know there was a disease, they sent you to get scanned. And what that did was penetrate the outward layer to see what was happening deep on the inside. You couldn't feel it, you couldn't touch it, but you needed a device that could get below the skin level, the muscle level, and get down into the internal organs to reveal things you have no idea about. He says God's word can discern. It's a CT scan. It's a Christ scan. And it can get down to discern what's legitimate versus what's illegitimate, what's right versus what's wrong. He says, preach the word because people will not want the truth. We live in a culture today that has, as we have said throughout our series, abandoned truth. And it's all over the place. Amen. Truth about life, truth about death, truth about marriage, truth about singlehood, truth about identity, truth about government, truth about race, truth about class, truth about culture. You know, you name the subject and the abandonment is everywhere. And the tragedy is Christians who have itching ears too. They want to hear the latest and the greatest. Unfortunately, we're sending a generation of kids to college how to find out how to be more ignorant. Because of the abandonment of truth. And he says that the thing that should mark the church of the living God is the proclamation of truth so that the word can do its work, because the word won't do its work if you're not dealing with truth. But let's say you are exposed to truth, as we all should be, based on the word of God. He says then in 1 Thessalonians 2, you received the truth. So the truth that is proclaimed must be received for it to work. Now again, if you don't receive it, it's still the truth. It just won't do its work for you. Okay? So people can go to church for years, hear the truth, and not receive it. And because they don't receive it, they wonder why this Christianity is not working for me. Because they heard it, but they didn't receive it. Amen. Receiving the truth doesn't mean saying amen. Amen?
Amen.
Receiving the truth does not mean saying praise the Lord. Receiving the truth doesn't mean waving your hand in the air like you just don't care. Receiving the truth doesn't mean standing up because you like. Receiving the truth doesn't mean you clapped at the sermon. Nothing wrong with any of that, but that's not what receiving the truth means. So let me give you a synonym for receiving the truth. To receive the truth is to embrace it. It is to hug it. It is to grab it for you. It's not merely to agree with it. See, amen means I agree with you. The clap means I like it. The hand says I support it. That's not receiving the truth. That's agreeing with it. But that's not what receiving the truth means. It means that you embrace it. You hug it for yourself. Okay, I'm sure this has happened to everybody. You go to a vending machine. You want a candy bar and you want potato or potato chips or something. And you pull out your crisp dollar and you put it in. It takes it in. And then the next second, it pushes it back out. You ever had that happen? You put it in and then it comes back out. You put it again, and it comes back out. That meant it didn't receive your dollar. It didn't take it. It didn't take it. You put it in, but it didn't embrace it.
Amen. Amen.
It didn't grab it. A lot of people come to church and put in their dollar. They hear the word. They say, amen to the word. They leave church. Praise the Lord. Service is over. It was never embraced. It was heard. It was agreed with. It was taken in for a moment, but it kicked right back out because it was never grabbed. That's why the Bible says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It means it must be embraced, grabbed, held on to, inculcated. Matthew 13:13 says, these people hear, but they don't hear. They hear, but they don't hear. In other words, they get the external word. Now, if you put your dollar in and it kicks it back out, you're not getting potato chips. And you're not getting a candy bar. Because the refusal to accept the dollar means you don't get the product. The machine does not perform. Not because you didn't introduce it, not because you didn't show up at church, not because you didn't hear the sermon, not because you didn't agree with it, but it was never embraced. So the equipment doesn't work, even though the product is still available. God's presence, power is still available, but only when you deposit truth that is embraced.
Amen. Amen.
So that raises a question, doesn't it? How do you embrace truth? How do you embrace truth? Say, okay, I want to embrace it because I want my potato chips. I want my candy bar. I want what the word says to work. How do you embrace it? Well, James helps us with that. Let's walk through this for a moment. James chapter 1, beginning with verse 19. This you know, my brethren, my beloved brethren, so he's talking to Christians. But everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all the remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. Now, these are already Christians, so he's not talking about getting saved to go to heaven. He's talking about having your life transformed on earth. So he's talking about spiritual transformation. Because so many of God's people are not being changed, what they do is put on spiritual Spanx. Y'all acting like you're too familiar with this. Spanx has not changed anything. It's just fooled a lot of people. It gives the impression you are slimmer than you really are. It gives the impression you're more muscular than you really are. Once the Spanx have been removed, reality sets in. And it becomes clear there has been no change. And so what people do is they come to Spanx Church. Because they look the part, they carry their Bibles, they say amen and praise the Lord, they look like they're different. But when they go out on Monday into the world, it's clear that there has been no real change. That was just putting on the uniform. That means the word has not been received. See, the way you know that the word is being received is that change is occurring, not camouflage. You're not using a trash masher just to push things down. He says, I want you to receive, verse 21, receive the word implanted. You have an implant in you. If you're a believer, you have an implant. The implant's the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit has been implanted into every believer. And the Holy Spirit has integrated into your human spirit and situated itself in your soul. He says, receive the word, which is able to change you, to save your soul.
Dr. Tony Evans, bringing to a close the first part of a message he calls The Reception of Truth. He'll have more revelation on this topic for us tomorrow. You can request the full-length version of this message as a standalone lesson or as part of his 8-message set, Returning to the Truth. As I mentioned earlier, we'll send this entire collection to you as our gift in appreciation for your contribution to The Alternative. Your investment in Tony's ministry is the only way we can continue investing in your spiritual growth through his teaching and resources. And as an added thank you, you'll get it along with the brand new book I told you about earlier, Kingdom Values. Just visit TonyEvans.org to make your contribution and request today. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are always ready to help. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Because I said so may not seem like enough of an answer to a curious child. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans says, when it comes from the Word of God, it should be plenty to satisfy a dedicated disciple. I hope you'll join us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.